Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Graham's come in to talk about the county. Now, Graham is in the Agricultural Society, the Royal Agricultural Society, who are responsible for organising the Royal Isle of Wight County show.
So if it goes wrong, Graham is the person to
talk. I must have forget the Royal, because there's very few of them have got a Royal warrant. But good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon to you.
So, how did it go this year? Because we were there, but we only saw the bit we were in.
Well, I guess in one word, hot.
Yes.
The first day was extremely hot. But saying that, the feedback, and thank you to all those people who joined us over the weekend. We live to fight another year, but I think another successful show.
Good.
Another good year.
Good turnout.
The attendance was down by about a quarter.
Right.
And I really do think that was down to the weather.
Yeah.
Lots of people have said, oh, we really missed the show this year, but it was simply too hot.
It was too hot to go in some cases.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, we were in that marquee at some point during the Saturday, and everybody was just drippy wet.
Yeah. We're lucky in some respects. We have 7 acres of woodland as part of the showground, and that was absolutely delightful, really cool. We've got some really nice walks, so we've got that advantage. We also, with the new cattle building, that stayed cool, which was really important for the animals.
Good.
So a few advantages, but yes, it was jolly hot.
But it all went to plan. There were no real hiccups that we just saw anyway.
Very much so. With a slightly lower attendance, you know, some of the pressure points which we sometimes see at the gates and the toilets, they were relieved this year.
Good.
But overall, really, really pleased with the show, which, you know, we're all volunteers.
Yes.
So I'm absolutely delighted with what the team have produced this year.
It looked really good from our vantage point.
It looked very good. For we were always high quality. You do it as like a professional job, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm just a very small cog in a very big wheel, and we've got some brilliant people who commit an awful lot of time. I think we sort of enjoy it. It can be challenging, and especially when it's hot.
Of course you enjoy it, otherwise you wouldn't do it again, would you?
It's the same, I think, for I know from our point of view, we largely enjoy it. There's a few bits you think, oh, particularly when it's so hot on that Saturday. But
please, can we have some
generally cool? we enjoy doing the outside broadcast. We enjoy being there and interviewing people
and
seeing the whole thing unfold in front of us.
And the show is a reflection of the people.
Yes.
And I think because we've got such a good group of people and a lot of the mainland visitors, the sentiment we always get back is, you're such a friendly show. We love coming across.
That's
a little
nice.
Bit more relaxed than some of the bigger shows maybe, which we can be, but you know, the general feel about the show is very accommodating. And of course we're there to promote the island, and it's really, really important that we're a reflection of the island, and hopefully we're a very positive ambassador for us.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you've always said, we'll talk about this again no doubt next year when it rolls around, but it's an agricultural show at its heart, but you've expanded it to include so much more.
No, you're absolutely right, and I think our heart will always be agriculture and rural, but we want to reflect the whole of the island.
Yes.
I think we take our position as the county show very seriously, so we want to promote, celebrate everything which is brilliant about the island. And we live in a really fantastic place, don't we?
We do.
And I think we should keep reminding ourselves what a great place
so
we live.
So you're representing the whole county.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and I think it succeeds, and no doubt you've got plans for next year already forming in places.
Next year's a big show. It will be our 125th.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh, right. Big numbers, yes.
Yeah. And on the basis I'm not going to be around for the 150th, we're going to celebrate the 125th. And we've got lots of things planned to very much celebrate the rural sector during that period of time. So it's going to be a big.
Well, how things have changed.
We embrace. We have the most fantastic vintage tractor division. And actually, I'm very lucky. I get invited to a lot of county shows and agricultural shows around the south, southeast of England. I would say parts of our show now are actually right in the top league.
Good.
And Vintage Trucks has been one of them. That that display is just incredible.
It is, and they're all maintained beautifully.
Aren't they, Jazz?
Yeah, with love.
Yes, they are indeed. We were next to the the traction engines.
Yes.
We had quite a lot of fumes from them.
Yes.
But depending
on which way the wind
They're a friendly bunch as well, with all permanently covered in grease by the look of them.
Permanently polishing their machines.
Yeah.
So I'm quite keen to tell the story of the show, and it's not 125 years, it's nearly 150, because obviously we've missed a few shows, COVID, during the wars, and depression. Agriculture depression had an impact. So we're really keen to tell the story next year of how the island evolved during the duration of the county show.
Right,
So that's going to be really interesting. And we've got all sorts of things planned. Whilst I think we have a really successful formula and it's brilliant, it's also quite important that we keep evolving.
Yes.
And we try to surprise people. So we've got a few surprises lined up for next year because we want to keep it interesting.
Of course.
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard honestly people say, I went this year, not my thing, and probably won't go next year to that and some other shows we were at too. But that's if they assume it's going to be exactly the same next year, which it isn't.
Yes, well, it won't be.
There was also one comment I heard, which was, well, we used to have half a day off school and come to it. I mean, that must have been 50, 60 years ago, I imagine.
Yeah.
So they don't get their half day off school to come and
see it. No, because it was held on a weekday, I suspect. Oh, yeah.
But I think that's what we've got to do now. Obviously, that was young people. The show at that time created a memory.
Mm.
And I'm really quite passionate that we do the same thing for our young people today.
Yes.
And it may not be half a day off school, but but it's something which they go away having enjoyed something, taken part in something for the first time.
Yes.
So they go away. You know, it's about creating memories.
Or they might think, actually, I want to look after animals.
Yeah.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, so same sort of weekend next year.
It's exactly the same weekend. So it will be the 11th and 12th of July.
Right.
And a bit of an appeal to your listeners, as part of our building that knowledge of history, if anyone's got any memories or memorabilia of the rural scene during the last 150 years, we very much would welcome them.
Ooh, okay. How would people get that to you?
Well, probably a telephone call initially into the office, which if I can quick plug.
Of course.
01983 296 244.
Right.
And then we can chat and see what sort of material someone's got, and we can copy. Because I'd love to see a heritage area next year telling the story, not just of the show, but how the islands evolved during that period.
Okay.
Just popped in my head as somebody I can talk to about that, but who I know quite well. So that's going to be a fascinating bit of exhibition for next year. And hopefully you'll come back in and talk to us about how that's going, that particular aspect of it.
Yeah.
And 125 years, that's quite remarkable. What do you say?
And we're reaching out, whilst I think we're fairly well connected, if there's anyone out there who thinks, actually, I'd like to be part of the county show, it's not my show, it's not our show, it's the island show. So we're really keen to reach out, and you guys are key partners with us, along with loads of other people. It's a celebration of everything which makes the island special.
Good, and it works.
It does.
It's really good, very enjoyable, and we had a great time, even though we probably lost a couple of stone each.
I think we did,
on Saturday. Long may it continue. 125 years, yes, you're right. None of us are likely to be here for 150. You never know, it's unlikely.
Who knows?
But 125 years, as you say, including some gaps.
Yeah, there's a few gaps.
Yeah. So have you got any bits that go back as far as Victoria?
We've got some bits and pieces which we're starting to build. And of course, she was the first president of the Agricultural Society.
Right.
And exhibited her sheep and her cattle, hence our royal status.
Yes.
So I think there is a rich story to be told. And a few surprises along the way.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you for coming in, Graham.
That's right, pleasure.
Always nice to see you.
Can we have that phone number again, please?
So it's the normal island, 01983 296 244.
Okay.
296 244. If you've got anything historical about the county show,
yes,
and the way the island has developed in the last 125 years or so, give them a call at the office of W4. All happy to talk to you about
it. I'm sure they will.
Thank you for coming in. See you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
And
your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.